children as fast as she could. She used them as anchors to keep me close. Rocky the younger was killed in a sports car with two of his buddies in a wreck that cost me $6 million to settle out of court.
Of sound and disposing mind and memory, do hereby expressly revoke all former will
physiological processes involved in fatigue and adaptation, or of the factors which affect these. For a review of these, the reader is referred to Elliot and Fraser, 1970, for
nature, and his guide seemed fearless. Grasping the handrail, he managed the steps down with great care, then shuffled along the narrow walkway past the cabin and the kitchen, where Willie had a pot on the propane stove. The diesel roared in the engine room. The last stop was the restroom.
Recent data, see Salvi and Ali, 1996. Post-stimulatory auditory fatigue. The most
small closet with a toilet, a dirty sink in the corner, and a flimsy shower head swinging back and forth, inches above his head.
I married Tira when I was 64. She was 23 and pregnant by me with a little monster she named Ramble, for some reason that was never clear to me. Ramble is now 14, and already has one arrest for shoplifting and one arrest for possession of marijuana. His oily hair sticks to his neck and
codicils executed by me and disposed of my estate as follows. To my children, Troy Phelan Jr., Rex Phelan, Libigail Jeta, Mary Ross Jackman, Gina Strong, and Ramble Phelan, I give each a sum of money necessary to pay off all the debts of each as of today.
The most common index of auditory fatigue is TTS, whose measurement it was described briefly above.
He relieved himself while studying the cord for the shower. He backed away and pulled it down. Warm water with a slight brownish tint came down with sufficient force. It was obviously